Hi, I'm Kelly, and I think beekeeping's cool, but I think if you have just one single bee, one single bee as okay, your pet,
a single bee,
a single okay. bee, that's even dang cooler. I say that because I saw this video the other day, and everybody's seen a bee with one wing, and you're like, dang, that bee can't fly anymore. That sucks. Mm-hmm. But this girl saw a bee, and it was like kind of following her everywhere she was sitting around, and she's like, this bee keeps following me, and then it jumped up on her shoe. And then she brought it a flower because she's like, oh, my God, its wing is broken. And now she has a pet bee. She brought it home and made like a whole flower garden for it. And the bee is thriving.
Were you watching a Jerry Seinfeld movie?
No, I swear to God, it's real. She was like, look, guys.
I know animation is pretty good now.
No, she was like, look, guys, this bee is, it's just like, it's all over me. And then she's like, dang, the wing is broken. And then she's like, dang, I made a habitat for it. And now we're best bee friends.
So she keeps it in a little aquarium type thing.
It's just like a little bushel of flowers. It can't fly anywhere, so it can't go very far.
Kind of trots around.
Yeah, it's so badass. Oh. I was like, I never seen nothing like this in my life.
I remember living the high life of having an insect pet when I was a boy.
God, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I had a pet praying mantis for about a month. He lived in our garage, and I would catch flies off the window, and in order to get him to eat them, because he was still a wild praying mantis. Living life on the razor's edge. Mm-hmm. I'd throw them at the window to stun them and knock them out. Then I'd throw the fly on the paint can lid where he stayed most of his time. He or she, I don't know. And then when they started to wake up, they'd stir a little bit. And he'd be like, ah, live fly. Eat it. It was great. And then my mom backed over the praying mantis with our 83 Monte Carlo.
Mm. Oh, man.
He was really big, too. I bet the car bumped like if you hit a squirrel.
He was probably so easily squished.
He was fat, too.
That crunch. Well, yeah.
He was eating 1,000 flies a day. I didn't have anything to do. And television busted.
Yeah. Sounds like that bee and that praying mantis were just welfare queens.
Totally. Living off the dole.
My God. Get a job.